This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. So I don't tell you whether things are right or wrong. I just bring you guests, and I leave it up to you to judge. But I do think there's more right than wrong in what that last guest, Mark Taylor, was saying. I do believe there will be thousands of people arrested. I do believe I know what Donald Trump is up to, and I didn't need Mark Taylor or God himself to whisper to me to know that Donald Trump is the most remarkable superhuman being that we've ever had in the presidency, and he's really got superhuman kind of powers. And he sees that there's this terrible swamp, and they're all out to get him, and the desperation and how they're out to get him proves to me that over the next 6.5 years, he's going to clean out the whole Washington, and a lot of people are going to have to be arrested. I think that is going to happen. Now, whether there's going to be executions, whether there's going to be Gitmo, I don't know. I have no idea. But whether this guy got lucky, Mark Taylor, one time, and he got the prophecy right that Trump would be president, and he just got lucky, and now he thinks he knows everything, and it's direct from God, I don't know. Or whether the first time was pretty damn accurate, and he still got some juice with the man himself, and he's still getting good information, I don't know. But I leave it up to you to figure out. I just hope he calls me back soon and tells me he's got information about Wayne Root's future. In any case, the call, the number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And by the way, the desperation, they're fighting the Supreme Court nominee, tells me everything about it. He's got to be right. There's a connection. First of all, he didn't tell me this. Trump did pass an executive order that no one paid attention to, that I wrote a newspaper column about last December, and the executive order says anybody who commits any sort of crimes against the American people or the American government or steals taxpayer money, there's huge new sweeping powers to put them in jail for the rest of all time and seize all of their assets on the spot. And I'm telling you, this was aimed at the Clintons and the Obamas and all the people at the FBI who helped them to loot the United States of America. And so it's going to come down to a Supreme Court decision whether Trump has a right to do that. And therefore, this ninth Supreme Court nominee is everything. Everything. And so you know why they're fighting like cats and dogs. So I think Mark Taylor may be right. There really may be some sort of military tribunals or tribunals. And they did ask the question of this new nominee, Kavanaugh, would you treat people like that with private court system or with military courts, and he said military courts. Before I get to my caller, Mike in Reno, who disagrees with me on Kavanaugh, I just want to read you real quick. CIA honey trap set. Kavanaugh accuser has CIA ties. What if this incident was a total fabrication, part of the CIA honey trap? This is an article from Zero Hedge, and it's from Global Intelligence Hub. And it says, Kavanaugh, blah, blah, blah. Everyone has come forward and says Kavanaugh is an honest, ethical guy. Everyone at the party says they have no idea what Christine Blasey Ford is talking about. Also potentially damaging the Blasey Ford's claims, the theory presented Thursday by Ed Whelan, a former clerk to Supreme Court Justice Scalia and current president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center, using entirely circumstantial evidence, which could certainly ruin the life of the man at the center of the new theory. Whelan suggested Kavanaugh's high school doppelganger, Chris Garrett, may have in fact been responsible for Blasey Ford's recollection of the alleged incident. Before we dig deeper, let's understand deep state forces a bit better. The CIA utilizes a number of techniques to achieve their goals, whatever works. If a man attacks a woman, or a woman attacks a man, or a man attacks a man, or an animal attacks a man, or a man attacks an animal, or an alien attacks a man, or a woman or an animal, it's not right. We're not by any means saying it's okay for anyone to abuse anyone, but let's stop right there. What actually happened here? Something that cannot be verified. He said, she said. Was there an inquiry? If it was such a crime, why wasn't it reported at the time when the memory was fresh? Why was there no other similar incidents? After seeing the CIA in action against information heroes like Julian Assange, We created a simple hypothesis based on history, based on the traditional modus operandi. What if this incident was a total fabrication, part of a CIA honey trap? To test our hypothesis, we did a simple Google search to see if there were any keyword relations, including Clinton's and CIA, and sure enough, all 10 of the top 10 results, including the most interesting story, which has already been reported, this person's father works for the CIA. But not only that, he was an executive of the bank that handles the CIA's black budget. You can't make this stuff up. Christine Ford's father has worked and still works for the CIA. In addition to the other information that's recently surfaced, an article from the site Impious Digest states that Christine's father, Ralph G. Blasey Jr., had worked for the CIA and was a vice president for the National Savings and Trust Black Budget Bank, allegedly known for funding CIA deep state operations. The article cites numerous articles for this claim. The importance of noting the CIA banking connections of Ralph Blasey, the father of Christine Blasey Ford, is due to the outbreak of what is now known as CIA bank war. This stuff goes so deep into the weeds. I had no idea how long a story this was. It's a long story, but to make it all simple, Christine Ford Blasey's father is a big CIA guy and the head of a bank that gives all the dirty money to the CIA, the black money that nobody can account for. And all of a sudden, she's making these massive allegations. Very, very interesting, to say the least, and worth, discovering, worth investigating, worth reviewing. But in any case, I think it's, very possible that everything she made up is a lie. I've said that from the beginning. And so I think that the FBI should go ahead and do an investigation, and let's investigate her. But would it ever happen? Because isn't the FBI the same as the CIA? They are deep state. They are deep state personified. I don't know what to think about any of this stuff. I'd love if we could turn the tables and we could nail her for absolute fraud. I would love it. But the end result is things are happening. Things are happening. We'll see where they lead. This is Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Network. I didn't mention that this segment and this whole show is sponsored by U.S. Gold Bureau, my good friends at the U.S. Gold Bureau. They are a wonderful company. They are filled with people that are big believers in my show and me and everything I believe in and everything you believe in. That's how we save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, our U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, and the GOP. We have a show like this, we have listeners like you, and we have sponsors like U.S. Gold Bureau. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They are backing up my show with their money. They signed the front of the check. They sponsored this show, and they are the main title sponsor. And I want to thank U.S. Gold Bureau, and you can reach them at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD. They've got the Wayne Allyn Root starter package, as they call it, precious metals starter package. It includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins are investment quality, make the perfect starter addition to your portfolio. Get the coins at actual dealer cost, their investment quality. Order today and get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. It holds 500 coins. So order it right now, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau, 800-885-GOLD. How can you forget that number, right? So we'll take Mike in Reno, who's been waiting patiently to tell me how he disagrees with me on Kavanaugh. Go ahead, Mike. The floor is yours.
Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, good. I'm happy to hear what you just said. You welcome a further FBI investigation. It absolutely has to be done on her and the people she cites. He fought. The issue is not so much who's telling the truth here, because they might both be wrong, but his insane breakdown reaction for a judge who was on the court 12 years, who's used to cross-examination, for him to fall apart, to cry, to evade the questions, to say, I would have been there the next day, to not to recommend an FBI because he was afraid. The climax of this. Here was the climax. It started with Durbin, who broke him down, White Horse. But the lady senator from Minnesota, when he said to her, "Have you had blackouts?" And he asked these other people, "Do you drink beer?" Then he said to her, "This, ask me about my diary in basketball." What you have here is a man who tried to be perfect, who tried to emulate his mother and father, who was a control freak, who wanted to be the perfect thing, the boy. They don't exist. Maybe Mother Teresa comes closest. And he failed because of demon alcohol. And you saw that he took an hour in his opening speech. He went from righteous indignation to sobbing like a woman. You saw the mood swing. You saw the Jekyll and Hyde that comes out with alcohol. And
Mike, you have a different take than the rest of us. I love this speech. I thought it was fantastic. He has a right to have righteous indignation. I love that we have a fighter on our side who wouldn't let Democrats step on him and ruin his life. I don't see him as a drunk. I don't even know what you're talking about. He drank beer in high school. So did everybody else. He's a good guy. I'm the only guy I know left in the world who never drank. I don't like beer. I didn't like the taste of beer. I don't drink at all. But it never bothered me that other people drank in high school. What's the big deal? You're going to go back to people's high school careers and high school yearbooks to determine if they could be on the Supreme Court?
No, the thing is, alcohol is his issue, whether he has blackouts or not. His mood swing on his introduction, he was sobbing like a woman. You know,
his wife and family have been destroyed. He had every right to cry. I was with him, man.
Wayne didn't answer the questions. He said, ask me about basketball. He tried to be
perfect thing
like
me. Hey,
Wayne,
a different thing than me.
You know what he should do with you, Wayne? You should have a boasting contest between the two of you. I've never heard anybody boast about themselves like him and you. I was in basketball.
I was in
football.
Hey, Mike, bye now. See you later. Have a nice life. Is Dr. Ford deeply tied to the CIA? So this one's at Michael Savage's website. Who is Dr. Blake? Oh, the music comes on. Why does the freaking music always come on when I want to tell a story? I'm going to kill the music. I'm going to take a gun and kill the music. The music should be strangled by Wayne Root. We got to stop the music. Is Dr. Ford deeply tied to the CIA? When we get back, we've actually got a whole segment where I can reach you. Is Dr. Ford deeply tied to the CIA from the Savage Nation website? This one is simple and simple to read language, and it tells you how her entire life she's surrounded by either A, CIA with her dad and her grandfather, and B, her brother, who's tied to Fusion GPS, the company that wrote the Russian dossier. And they're in the same building where the CIA operates three companies. Christine's father and grandfather, part of the CIA. I know, everyone's going to tell me how this is crazy stuff. No, it's not. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, the sponsor of this segment of the show, is one of my favorites. It is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is the health insurance company. Well, they're not really health insurance. That's a bad way to put it, because they replace health insurance. They're an alternative to health insurance. They're a Christian health sharing organization. But I put my faith in them. I put my kids on Liberty HealthShare. I'm on Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is my health care company. There's a better way. I'm living proof. When the host joins himself, that's the best endorsement in the world. Because our rights come from God, not from government. So why would you let other people do what's best for your health care? Do it today. Join Liberty HealthShare. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Here's a great article, by the way, about the backfire. See, my good instincts are never wrong, and I'm telling you that despite Mike, who just called up, the sad sack, who hates Republicans, obviously, and would watch a Kavanaugh and just denigrate him and say he's crying like a woman. First of all, what an offensive thing to say, right? If I said it, liberals would make it a headline across America. If Wayne Root said a man was crying like a woman, how pathetic. Well, Mike's a liberal from Reno, and he's over here denigrating women. Mike is crying like a woman. He's denigrating Brett Kavanaugh. He's denigrating women. He's denigrating any man who cries. He must not understand that I cried five times yesterday while watching Brett Kavanaugh defend his honor and tearing up. I thought it was the most touching thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what the hell liberals are talking about. They just can't look at a conservative, a good man, and ever come to the right conclusion. It's just bizarre to me that you could come up with the conclusion he's crying like a woman. I believe that all of America reacted like me. How do I know? Because all my buddies in New York all said they were crying, and they all felt like Brett Kavanaugh was them. I'm mixing up Brett Kavanaugh and Mike the caller. Brett Kavanaugh was them. Brett Kavanaugh is them, is me. And I feel for him, and I can't believe what they did to him, and they'll do it to you and me next. They are terrible, nasty people. This guy never did anything wrong. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But there's a backfire going on, and I knew it, because I'm telling you, all of America watched this and said, we're going to vote Republican. Democrats are joining the walkaway movement in droves following the Kavanaugh circus. The Brett Kavanaugh Senate Judiciary show trial chaos Thursday forced voters who align with the Democratic political spectrum to reconsider their allegiance to the party. Here's one guy who says, this Kavanaugh Ford thing has convinced me of one thing on Election Day. For the first time ever, I'm voting all red. I'm sick of the left. Another guy on Twitter says, I just told my wife I used to go through the ballot. From here on in, I vote straight ticket Republican. Crazy thing, I'm a former Democrat. Democratic Party today is filled with power-hungry leftists, not my party. Another guy says, same. I used to refuse to claim a party. I voted for the best candidate. The Democrats have absolutely ruined me with their extremism and socialist agenda the past few cycles. Their behavior is reprehensible. I'm riding the red wave in November. And then so this one says, my husband has been a lifelong Democrat. Well, I've been a Republican. When Hillary Clinton ran for president, my husband walked away. He said he was going to change his political affiliation to independent. After today's hearing, he is changing to Republican. That's Tommy Solomon on Twitter. Here's Raymond Burks. As of today, I no longer identify as a Democrat, will no longer put my support behind this party that smears and attacks decent people for having an opposing point of view and using victims of violent crime as pawns for political chess. I want no part of that. Patricia Kearley says, Jeff Flake, I was a Democrat my entire life. I have never despised the party like I currently do. Our Democrats, I speak for the majority of America, confirm Kavanaugh now, yet another disgusting display. Jerry Butcher says, I'm a son of a lifelong Democrat and union worker. I voted Democrat. Never again. Democrats are disgraced and disgusting. We must defeat Senator Warren and remove all Democrats. They will destroy this great country. Julie Randalls, no, my parents, registered Democrats, have sworn to never vote Democrat again. My mom was in tears watching Judge Kavanaugh and her words. I have two sons instead of either of them. See, nobody gets it. Maybe Mike doesn't have kids, or maybe Mike has daughters. So I'm so sick of hearing people say, if that was your daughter, Dr. Christine Ford, how would you feel? Well, what if Kavanaugh was your son? What if it's your son, your father, your brother, your uncle, your grandfather? I'm sick of men being desecrated by the Democratic Party. You hate us because we're male. You hate us because we like women. You hate us because we're white and straight and male. You hate us because we're Republican males. And I'm getting sick of it. And anybody could see it happening. Mike, you're blind, buddy. Mike and Reno, you're blind. Democrats hate you because you're a man. And we're not taking it anymore. The revolution has begun, trust me. After what happened to Kavanaugh, it's going to be a big red storm in November. Trust me. Anybody who's not blind can see what's going on. These people hate America and they hate men.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now!
You USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee voted 11-10 along party lines to send Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the full Senate. Now, a handful of senators are asking for a one-week delay and asking the FBI to get involved, including Senator Jeff Flake.
I think it would be proper to delay the floor vote for up to, but not more than 1 week, in order to let the FBI continue to do an investigation limited in time and scope to the current allegations that are there, and limit in time to no more than 1 week.
Facebook today said they identified a security vulnerability that compromised the data of close to 50 million accounts. Facebook said they discovered this on Tuesday and alerted law enforcement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We'll be right back.
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV, coming up in a half hour. Derek Hunter is our guest coming up in just a second. He's a contributor to the Daily Caller. I want to make sure that I give my kudos to our sponsor of this segment of the show. It's Newsmax TV, which starts in about 25 minutes. It's America's fastest growing cable news channel. We're in 50 million homes, but actually starting in December, we'll be in 60 million homes. Then in early 2019, we'll be in 80 million homes. Just announced a big deal with Comcast TV, Xfinity. We've added 30 million cable homes, and we are growing like weeds. It's fantastic. And what's the number one show on Newsmax TV? The number one show is the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And Bill O'Reilly's with me three nights a week. We've quadrupled our audience since Bill O'Reilly joined. We are a huge hit, and I just really want to thank Newsmax TV. I want to thank all of you who watch. I want to thank Bill O'Reilly for making it all possible, and I want to thank America. See, capitalism is great, and America is great. It's a great country, man. If you work hard and you got a vision for doing great things, you can make great things happen. The phone number to call up your cable provider, your cable system, if they're not carrying the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and tell them you want your Wayne Allyn Root on Newsmax TV. And if they won't pick up Newsmax TV, you're just going to drop the cable system, and you're going to pick up DirecTV or Dish TV. Call 844-500-6397. All right, we've got our guest here, Derek Hunter. Derek, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
I'm doing well, Wayne. How are you?
Good. Derek is a contributing editor for the Daily Caller, a great website, great conservative website, author of Outrage Inc., How the Liberal Mob Ruined Science, Journalism, and Hollywood. He's host of the Daily Caller podcast. So, by the way, just tell us what that book's about, Outrage Inc., How the Liberal Mob Ruined Science, Journalism, and Hollywood. What's the general gist of that book?
It's about how the left needs to keep their voters, their base, emotionally engaged to prevent rational thought. Keep them outraged, keep them angry, keep them afraid, scare them. The Republicans are coming to get them, or as we saw this week, Republican Supreme Court justices are going to kill us all. So, you know, I bet most of the things you've ever apologized for in your life, Wayne, you didn't do while you were thinking rationally. You did them in a fit of rage or in the heat of the moment. Maybe you threw a remote control after you kicked the coffee table as you're walking past or whatever. You're not thinking rationally. That's how the left keeps their base, scaring them constantly. And every once in a while somebody snaps, like the guy who tried to kill Steve Scalise. And now we're seeing them turning up the heat to 11 yet again.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. Let's talk a little bit today about your column. It was in USA Today today. So I always hate saying something about USA Today because you got to say today in USA Today,
right.
USA Today, today, today. But today in USA Today, you had a column called Time to Vote on Kavanaugh, Democrat Savage, a Good Man. You and I are obviously on the same team on this one.
Yeah.
I just had a caller. I don't know if you happen to be listening, but we just had a caller named Mike from Reno, and I'm sure he's a perfectly nice guy, but he called up and he started saying, oh my God, how could anyone believe in that guy? I watched him. It was the most irrational, any psychologist who looked at it would say he's mentally ill. The fact that he started crying like a woman shows he's a weak-willed, terrible person with psychological problems. That was the basic gist of what he said. And I sat here going, man, you're in a different planet than I am. I cried with him. He's me and I'm him. And I know, you know, I think every middle-class male in America feels like they're Brett Kavanaugh today. And I just wrote that commentary. I am Brett Kavanaugh. You are Brett Kavanaugh. It'll be out in Sunday's newspaper. And so I'm with you. I'm on your team, Derek Hunter. Tell us what your column said.
But basically removed the emotion from it. Look, Judge Kavanaugh has every right to be completely furious with this entire process. He has been called everything under the sun before these allegations were cooked up. And the Democrats were saying he was going to kill people, his votes were going to kill people, the American people would suffer, it would ruin the republic. And then they found somebody to come forward and say something happened 36 years ago that is... It not only can't be proven, Wayne, most importantly, it can't be disproven. That makes it the perfect political assassination allegation. You can't disprove what she's saying. He actually came pretty close. He pointed out that everybody she says who was there said they weren't. He has testimonials from scores of people that he's worked with saying this is not who he is. He would
women
never do
he
such
dated.
A thing.
That's amazing that you can even find them anymore and know them, and they're still your friends.
Right.
Amazing. He's an amazing guy.
I didn't graduate high school all that long ago. I could maybe get to five people. You know, maybe.
I don't think I could get to one ex-girlfriend, though. I don't know where he even knows them anymore. And I know I never had scores of women friends. All my friends were guys. I had guys' friends. I always thought guys are my friends. Women are who I dated. He's a guy that has nothing but girls who are friends.
Well,
and
I would tell Mike.
They love him.
I would tell Mike and Reno, you are accused of rape back in 1991. Prove you didn't do it. And
right.
See how you react. And now it's not just me and Mike talking. Pretend the entire country, the entire world is watching. And see how he feels. See if he might
Mike's,
get a little
Mike,
angry.
Hey, listen, I disagree vehemently with Mike, but Mike's not alone. I have many liberal friends because, Derek Hunter, I happen to be Jewish, born Jewish. I have many Jewish friends, and they're all big liberal Democrats. And they are texting or emailing me saying, oh, he's so guilty, you know he did it. And I'm going, what? It's all how you see things in life. If you're a Yankee fan and you watch the Yankees-Red Sox, you just look at them and go, I love the Yankees. They're the greatest people. The Red Sox are the enemies of the world. And if you're a Red Sox fan, you go, I hate those Yankees. They're the worst people in the world. The Red Sox are straight from God. Depending on your bias, you see things differently. Liberals watch a man who was on trial for something he didn't do, and they think he's guilty. And I watch him and go, that could have been me. This is not right. So we all see things so completely differently.
But ask them, where is the evidence? Where is one single human being backing up her claim? And they'll say, well, she told her friends. She told her friends 30 years later.
Right.
30 years later, allegedly. I mean, we have no proof other than her word. But this event scarred her to the point that she couldn't talk about it until her family was remodeling her home. And a debate over remodeling her home caused her such trauma that they needed couples counseling. And then this came pouring out.
And don't forget, there's some controversy about that, whether that was a lie or not, because I saw an article online today that says they pulled the permits. Her claim was she was remodeling her home in 2012, and that's when this all came out, and the permit showed that she remodeled her home in 2008, not 2012. So that's an interesting thing, too.
Well, she's never going to let the facts stand in the way of a good story. Her attorney said she was terrified to fly because of this alleged incident, yet she flies all over the place. She needed to drive to Washington, D.C., because she was so terrified of confined spaces because of what happened to her when she was 15 years old. I have a question for Dr. Ford and your friends. If she was at this party with a friend named Leland, a good friend of hers, presumably at 15 years old she went to the party with her friend. How did her friend not remember a party where she suddenly disappeared?
Right.
And if you're at a party with a friend and your friend suddenly disappears, next time you see them, you probably go, hey, what the hell happened to you at that party? You left me there. She also said that two of the four boys at the party were on the verge of raping her. So she left her friend
right.
in a house full right. of drunken men in a raping mood. And then the friend never said, hey, you know, you kind of shafted me there. What happened to you?
But Derek, Derek, there's something in common with all the women accusing Brett Kavanaugh. Don't forget, the woman who claims he was part of the gang rape parties. He ran the gang rape parties.
Yeah.
She left the gang rape party and left all her friends there to be gang raped, then came back nine more times for more. This is the most hilarious script I've ever heard in my entire life, and either these people are all mentally ill or they're all mentally ill. I think it's A or B.
Well,
they're mentally ill or they're mentally ill. There's something
personally, I have a 5 gang rape party limit for me, and I'm going to instill in my daughter, try and bring it down to 3, But yeah, that's what's insane about it. I mean, you get a gutter snipe like Michael Avenatti dragging money through an outhouse, and this is what you get.
Right. And don't forget the girl in Yale who admits she's a blackout drunk that was lying on the ground puking at herself. When she woke up, her eyes opened up. There was a guy showing his penis to her, and she thinks maybe it could have been. She's trying to decide maybe it might have been Kavanaugh. She asked eight people. They all said, no, it wasn't, or no, we don't know. These are all weird people with major mental problems. When I watched Christie Blasey Ford yesterday, all I could think was, psychotic, needs psychiatrist, shrinks her whole life, this poor girl, something's wrong with her, I feel bad for her, I don't want to criticize her, I just feel bad because you're obviously something's wrong with you, and you've been really well coached by Meryl Streep to act like a really nice person, but it's clear that you're a troubled soul. That's so clear to me.
It is weird that certain things were drilled into her mind, and as I call her, Christine Blasey Ford, because yeah. Her entire testimony, she sounded like a timid
little girl.
Yeah, like she didn't know what was going on. This is a woman with a PhD, two master's degrees. She's accomplished, and suddenly she sounds like she just fell off the turnip truck and still has hay sticking out of her collar.
Oh, yeah, Senator Whitehouse. When he was talking to her, I kept saying, is he going to offer her a lollipop?
Well, at least Senator Whitehouse learned a new term for flatulence yesterday. So he's broadened his horizon a little bit through this.
He did. Derek, hang out through the break for me. Can you hang for a few minutes? We'll grab you on the other side.
Sure.
I want to talk about Trump and this new FBI investigation and where it could lead. And I'm hoping that it's a two-way street. Why wouldn't they be investigating her as well as him? And could she wind up going to prison? Could she be prosecuted for lying if they could prove she lied? There's a lot of things that could come out of this. Life doesn't always work out the way people think it works out. You guys open the FBI door. I'm interested now, you liberals, if you like it when it turns out that your side is in trouble. We'll find out when we get back. More with Derek Hunter, columnist, contributing editor for Daily Caller and the host of the Daily Caller podcast. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano DeGeneva specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up, so call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
I love when I'm on the money. You know, I sent an advance copy of my Sunday Las Vegas Review Journal newspaper column, which usually gets picked up by Real Clear Politics. I sent it to a bunch of my buddies in New York who I grew up with, and it says, I am Brett Kavanaugh. You are Brett Kavanaugh. We're all Brett Kavanaugh, and it could be us next. And my buddy just emailed back. He just replied and said, oh, my God, I love it. I'm Brett Kavanaugh. You're Brett Kavanaugh. We're all Brett Kavanaugh. He was all excited. He said, man, you hit it. You nailed it. You nailed it. And these aren't Republicans. My buddies aren't Republicans. They're just average, you know, average working Joes who sometimes vote Republican, sometimes vote Democrat. But I hit the nail on the head. They all voted for Donald Trump. I knew they would. And now they all like Brett Kavanaugh. I knew they would. And I think a lot of women like Brett Kavanaugh. Let me tell you something. Women have sons. Women are married to husbands. Women have brothers. Women have grandfathers. Women have fathers. Women like men. Most women do. You know, most women are not members of the I Hate Man Club that the Democratic, feminist, liberal women are. So it's not so cut and dry that everybody's going to be against the guy. I just don't believe that, and I believe he was a winner yesterday in his testimony. I really do. Let's get back with Derek Hunter, columnist and contributing editor for the Daily Caller, author of Outrage, Inc., How the Liberal Mob Ruined Science Journalism in Hollywood, host of the Daily Caller podcast. You like these double entendres, the Daily Caller podcast, and you write today for USA Today.
I just need to hold a town hall over my next town hall column, and then
there you go.
The world will explode.
I got to ask you questions. I know if I'm not nuts, okay? I'm a guy who has a lot of energy, as I think you could hear, and a lot of intensity and a lot of enthusiasm. So I just happen to like Donald Trump because of his energy, right? And I don't like when people don't have energy. To me, they're boring. So I don't know if it's just me or everyone felt the same thing. I thought the prosecutor yesterday, Mitchell, was awful. She was boring. She was droning on and on. There was no connection to what she was saying. She never really ever tried hard to make Christine Ford look foolish or break her testimony. She was low energy. She was the worst prosecutor I've ever seen in my entire life. Thoughts by you, Derek Hunter?
Well, she was ill. It was a bad job to be put in. I think she did a fine job. If somebody out on YouTube just put the questions that she had and strung them together, I think you would see a different picture. It's being broken up by five-minute increments. Remember, she's the one who got there to admit that she isn't afraid to fly, that that story planted by her lawyers was a lie, that, you know, there was a lot of things that she eventually got to.
But, Derek, she did it too nicely for my New York Times.
But she was doing a deposition against somebody who was widely going to be seen as the victim. And up until, you got to remember that she was testifying before Brett Kavanaugh. The only real sense we had of Brett Kavanaugh was his first round of Senate testimony and then the interview he did on Monday with Martha McCallum. And I thought, up against this woman crying and recounting this event that she says happened, if you're sitting there calmly after being accused of all these horrible things, that's the juxtaposition is going to be jarring for the American people, and I thought he was going to come off poorly. Instead, he came marching into the ring, mooned everybody, and said, and just turned to the Democrats and told them off. I'd never seen Senate testimony where a witness basically called out the senators questioning him.
Oh, yeah, he gave him the finger, basically.
But I did not expect that. And when she was done, if you remember the halftime commentary in the media, it was all about how she was horrible and she was credible. It was jarring. It was disturbing. And by the time he was done, right now, what do you remember about her testimony? You don't remember much.
I don't. But that's my point. At halftime, we were dead. I told everyone on my Twitter account, we're dead. That was the worst prosecutor ever. She didn't prove a damn thing. She didn't make her look bad. She never broke her credibility. I'm trying to make my point here.
Derek, she did, though. She said she's not afraid to fly. That was a lie.
Yeah.
What was the other thing?
Nicely.
There was another thing about her lawyer. You know, I wish that you could have come to me out to California and we could have talked in private. And she was offered that publicly. The whole world knew that, but somehow we're expected to believe that she didn't know that. This whole delay was her lawyer's doing, and the public spectacle was her lawyer's doing. That leaves you with two choices as a viewer. Either she's a lying fraud, or she is a puppet for her attorneys who are activists. It's not a good picture to paint. And yeah, I think a lot of people got that impression because even if you're not paying attention, you know that Chuck Grassley said, we will go anywhere on earth to interview you and make it as easy for you as humanly possible. And her saying, gee, I wish you would have offered to come to me is a shock. Now, if you just come out, Lindsey Graham yelling at her saying, admit it, you lied, and everybody turns into Sam Kinison, you stir up sympathy for her. I think
No, I get it. I get what their game plan was. I get it. And none of it ever mattered because all you remember is who came out in the second half and won the game.
Right.
So it's who goes second that really matters, and if they impress you and do a great job. So they gambled everything on Brett Kavanaugh. Because you're right, I don't remember her at all anymore. I can't even remember her testimony, except that it was really boring and I got nothing out of it.
Exactly.
But all I could tell you is I would have hit her a little harder than they hit her. I wouldn't have been vicious, but I would have hit her. I would have twisted the knife a little bit more than they did.
I think if she'd had 30 straight minutes, she would have done it. But
she had to know
minutes.
The format. She had to know the format, you know?
I know, but the fussing with the papers, with the lawyers, dragged out the clock. It was a bad format. I'm not saying she did a great job, but I think she did a better job than most people are giving her credit for, considering.
All right. I'm not a fan, but I'm a fan of Derek Hunter. You're a good man, and you're a smart guy, and we'll have you on again. We liked hearing from you today. Derek Hunter, columnist and contributing editor for The Daily Caller, author of Outrage, Inc., How the Liberal Mob Ruined Science Journalism in Hollywood. Thank you, Derek.
Thanks, Wayne.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We're coming right back with Newsmax TV. I got my suit on. I'm ready to dance. Let's go.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.